Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host is Otto Loos, who will be right back.
The nerve of that.
How could he do this to us? And really, we've had two wonderful, wonderful, wonderful guests on today.
Absolutely.
Dr. Bamba and Kate Beckman. Offering such, well, one is offering places to find respite and joy, and Dr. Bamba was offering such very, very important news and end-of-life decisions.
Yeah. And after you have that conversation, you can go see Kate, you know? You can, like, make it lively again. So there you go.
And, of course, you realize the voice you just heard is the voice of Christina Liu of the Christina Liu Show. Bill O'Reilly, I hear, is being put off the air, so
they're
probably coming after Christina.
I might be getting offers.
But, you know, that, the political views aside, they just need somebody hot in that time slot. I don't know, just saying, even though political views aside, with Bill O'Reilly gone, you never know, they might be after Christina.
That's true. Christina O'Reilly.
How are you, Christina?
Good, good. I was really enjoying today's show.
It
flew by. I can't believe that the first two segments are over, because they were both... amazing, amazing.
Are we live?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Look at the slacker over here.
You know what? It's very, very rarely that I find something drags, and I have to mean that sincerely. Most of the guests that you have booked, that Christina does all the booking for the show, are the topic is valuable and the way they present it. Sometimes you can have a great topic and the person can't communicate
it. That's true.
And you can have a terrible topic and they can communicate it. So, but we've never got that. We always have the perfect combination.
Yeah, and it seems to be like people who are really invested in their topic. I mean, like last week, too, we had Alyssa Catone on.
She was wonderful.
It was ageism. It was such a fabulous topic. You know, I forgot that we were even on air because we were just sitting here, you know, discussing it. And she was so invested in really spreading the word on that and teaching people. So it's fortunate that we have the ability to have people on.
That came up during the week, ages. I can't remember who I was speaking with. I know who I was speaking with. Somebody from the Federal Trade Commission who wants to do a program with us. And I said we had this girl on, Alyssa, and talking about that, just how it came into the conversation. But it's, you know, people listening to this, you walk away with something.
Mm-hmm. Now, no, you listen to this show yourself, because we should tell a little bit of the John Ryan story. John has not been on for several months. And, John, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you heard on this show that had an influence on your life?
We had, a while ago, Dr. Levine on. Dr. Michael Levine, who was a wonderful, wonderful man, and going through different things, and he's a urologist. And I had, during the summer, which was 4 or 5 months before he was on, gone for my annual physical and had an elevated PSA and was told to follow up on it, which I didn't do. But then after listening to Dr. Levine and liking him as a person, he was a very nice guy, I said, what the hell, I'll give him a call. And I called him, and I went for a PSA test, and then I went for – actually, I had to go for a – I forget what the other word is.
Biopsy.
A biopsy. Thank you very much. I went for a biopsy. And out of the 12 cells, 5 were cancerous, and then I had to have radiation for prostate cancer for the last couple of months. So that's where I've been, because unfortunately, it was in the morning, and I had to go – it was 45 sessions. So it's almost 2.5 months of radiation. Everything is fine. But that's where I've been, and I was 100% right. I don't mind sharing it. It's because of the show. I still would not have gone to the doctor. I know me.
Yeah.
And I'd be next May or June, and he'd say, why did you go? I'd say, okay, I'll go and put it down. At the same time, I had a full PET scan for spots on my lung, which I was told the year before to go for. So now this is 1.5 years later.
Yeah, he just figured, let's just do the full package.
So honestly, and it was Dr. Bosworth said, let's do this whole package. Yeah. And he sent me for a PET scan, and spots in my lung were nothing. But that's not the point. If there was something, it would have been stupid on my part, because this wasn't that summer. It was the summer before they told me to go look for that, and I never did.
But well, there's a lesson to be learned there for everybody who listens, too. Like you, in the case of the biopsy, you had 5 cells. Had you waited another year, maybe you would have had 9 cells, and the next thing you know, prostate cancer is a problem, and it does kill people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know?
I agree.
And you know, that's why I had prostate cancer. So we got 2 out of 4,
right.
And the other 2 are ladies that are in the room. So
and I've had my own
100%
issues over here.
Of the people in this room who can have it.
It's very true.
All right. But the point I'm getting at is they keep poo-pooing the fact about this PSA business. And I'm not a professional doctor of of any kind, but just from personal experience, get a PSA test.
Right.
Yeah, to me, you know.
No, because especially too, you know, you always hear with prostate cancer, if you catch it, it's high, it's very treatable.
Oh, it's,
yes. You know what I mean? So it's,
and how are you
going to
catch it if you don't
right.
go for
Absolutely.
A PSA test?
Right. It's like any cancer. If you don't do anything, it will kill you.
Yeah.
But 99% of the time, it's very, it really, I tell everybody, it was an inconvenience.
Yeah.
I know people have gone through chemo, lost their hair, vomiting. This was nothing more than an inconvenience. I mean, 45 sessions, you know, that's 9 weeks every day. You get there, and before you have it, you have to drink 48 ounces of water every morning.
Every morning.
John told me
every
that one.
Morning.
That one just threw it. I had to go to the bathroom.
I had to do this thing here. Look at how much I've drank. Yeah. I drink two of these within 10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Then you sit for a half hour.
I can't do that in 2 days.
Yeah. Then you sit for a half hour because they have to fill your bladder to elevate your prostate. However the machine works it.
That is probably the hardest part of the entire thing.
No. I think because of my age, and I did go to the same
radiologist
you went to. I had no connection at that time. I wound up with the seed implant, which took a couple of hours, and that was it.
Right, right, right.
But I think that had to do with the fact that I was older.
You know, everybody, you know,
they have different.
Somebody else in town, in North Hampshire, I can't say his name, but he just had prostate cancer. He had surgery. Now, I didn't. Both using the same doctor.
Yeah.
But
I think
he advised me for surgery.
I think it's
he
said, everyone's got so many factors.
Yeah, I'm not a candidate. He said, John, you're not a candidate for surgery. Yeah. I wouldn't recommend it. The other guy was a candidate.
Yeah.
He says, you're definitely a candidate. So basically the same age. It's just, you know, whatever. So it's important to trust. And that's my philosophy. I trust my doctors.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily follow. And I'm telling clients of mine, if I tell you something to do, you should follow up on it. But as a patient, I'm not the best.
No, but I'm glad. But you did. And
I
that's
did.
What's
and the bottom line is, had you not been involved with this show, you might not have followed up.
100%. I'm sure I wouldn't have until next year.
That would not have been good.
So,
maybe there would have been no follow-up next year.
Right, you're 100% right. And I agree, and that's why I don't mind talking about it.
Yeah.
People have to pay attention. You'll hear something on Project Independence. You have to have enough respect for Christina Liu, who brings guests to you to
if
say,
anything,
if it works for me, I should follow up on it.
No, but it's funny because that was actually, you know, what Donna told me. That was one of the first things we both said to each other was like, oh, my God, you know, like here is, you know, when all this is said and done, we have to mention on the radio because it just shows, you know, really taking these golden nuggets,
right.
you know, always talk about on the show and using it to practical use because that's what Project Independence, you know, real mission is just getting the word out there and doing something before it progresses to something worse. So,
so
you know,
now we have to
repair.
Get some more Christina nuggets.
That's right.
Right, right, right.
I mean, the pressure is on now, saving lives out there. But we're all glad that John is back. We missed him very much, but I kept in touch and checked up on him constantly.
Constantly, constantly. You know, thinking of you and sunshine and rainbows and everything.
That's right.
He's the best.
I was going to keep setting the positivity, John. So we are happy you're back and in good health. And on another note, in North Hempstead, the entire month of April, there has been this Arts Matter art exhibit that's been going on at Town Hall. So if anyone is in the area of Town Hall and wants to pop in, you could actually see these wonderful exhibit. And there's 10 pieces from local artists. It's a multicultural aspects of the town North Hempstead is the main theme of it. So it's until April 28th you have to look at that. So definitely, if you are in the area, go check that out because I'm sure it's beautiful. So,
coincidentally, I happened to be in Town Hall two days ago, and I haven't been in there in months. And it's funny, I'm looking around, I'm saying, what is all this stuff?
Yeah. There you go.
Interesting, it was. Okay.
So that is going to be. So I think I want to check it out actually before it gets taken down as well. So that is at Town Hall. And another wonderful program that Supervisor Bosworth and the whole town board is partnering with the Holocaust Memorial and Tolerance Center. And there's going to be this great conference called Not in Our Town, a Unity and Anti-Hate Conference. That's going to be on Thursday, May 4th from 7 to 9 p.m. at Clinton G. Martin Park, and there's going to be all different, a huge panel of speakers, including a representative from the Nassau County Police Department, who's going to discuss the different initiatives the police are taking, including enhanced security, intensified patrols, and response to these hate crimes that we've all seen in the news. So I think it's really great that Supervisor Bosworth took the initiative to really spread the word on this topic as well. And on another happy, happy note, the Clark Botanic Garden Spring Fest is going to be coming up Saturday, May 6th from 12 to 5 p.m. That's at Clark Tennant Garden in Albertson. And it's really a great event every year. You know, God willing, it's a beautiful day. It's perfect for the whole family. There's tons of different activities there. There's people on stilts. Your grandson last week was very into it. Was very fascinated by the fairies.
He loved it.
The fairies on stilts. He thought that was quite exciting. And there'll also be these model train display will be there, too, which should be absolutely beautiful. It's going to be a whole elaborate thing with bridges and tunnels, so that should be exciting, too. And then there's face paint. There's a huge list of things. There'll be different animals there.
When is that?
That is May 6th at Clark Botanic Garden, yes, from 12 to 5 p.m.
And then they're having a plant sale there?
Yes, that's right. So you could really—
Same day?
No, the plant sale is actually going to be the week— after, for the Mother's Day plant sale, I believe. Let me find that one. Hold on one second. We have a bazillion different... If anyone could see me right now, you would see a bazillion different
plant
papers.
Sale
Here we
is,
go.
May 12th and 13th.
Perfect. Right. May 12th and 13th. This is also at Clark Botanic Garden. And it's perfect Mother's Day gift. So anyone is at a loss what to do, check out the plant sale at Clark Botanic Garden. There'll be there'll be annuals, perennials, herbs, shrubs, hanging baskets, and vegetables for purchases. And what's nice is that the plant sale raises money for the Fannie Dwight Clark Memorial Garden Foundation. So that would be wonderful.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And there's also going to be, which I think is very cute about this too, is there's an art show, Attic Treasures, Garden Gift Shop, and a little tea room that's going to serve sandwiches and homemade cakes, which sounds like a lovely afternoon. So bring your mom, bring your grandma, bring your aunt, bring whoever you want. I think it's a great program. Clark Botanic Garden is a beautiful, beautiful park as
are
well.
Are you making these cakes?
I mean, listen, if they need me, I'll come right in. I'm more of like the display the cakes kind of gal, buy the cakes and make them display pretty. But, you know, whatever Northampton needs me to do, I will certainly be there to help out.
Yeah, more eating the cakes.
Yes, I mean, I do specialize in eating cakes as well.
We have a song coming.
I know. Well, you know, back to our original song. If she said cake one more time, I was like sitting in the background like, oh, my God, I just want a Sara Lee cake right now, these marble cake. But, yeah, so that should be a wonderful—
I am getting hungry, I have to admit.
There you go. Next time we're going to tell her she's going to need to bring food in with her segment. But definitely check out Clark Botanic Garden. You know, now is the season that it's just, it's so beautiful. There's a wonderful, you could walk around there. I really recommend people, if you've not been there, to definitely check it out.
How about telling people where it is, just in case they don't
know
where it is?
Sure, absolutely. So it's in Albertson, and the address of it—
It's on Willis—
Is let's see where, they actually don't
Willis
list
Avenue.
It on here.
Yeah.
Clark Botanic Garden. Oh yeah, here we go. It's IU Willits Road.
Oh,
193 IU Willits Road in Albertson. And everybody didn't trust because I've been going there since I was a little kid because I was a big fan of the Spooky Walk.
All right.
So it's really a great park. So I encourage everyone to go there. And another wonderful thing North Hempstead is doing in the town clerk's office, you can now apply for your passport right there in the town clerk's office, which really makes the process very easy because you can just pop right in there and get it done, whether it's your first passport or you're renewing one. You can go right in there and do that. So that is a new initiative. Which
do you happen to know the answer to this question? I actually just had to renew my passport before I knew about that.
Yes.
Do they take a photo for your passport there? Or
you
do
know,
you have to bring a photo?
That's a good question. I don't know. I assume that they probably will take it. But if you call 311, you know, they'll give you all the information on that. I would think that they might be able to take a picture for you there. But, I mean, I took my picture right in CPS.
I would say because it defeats the purpose.
Yeah, because then
right,
you got to schlep,
you have to go somewhere. You might as well then go to the post office and have
I'm
the picture
taken. I'm pretty sure they do because I feel like I've seen them put a backdrop thing down there. But I'm not – call 311 just to make sure, or I will find out next weekend.
I mean, you can get a photo for a passport at a lot of places like the CVS.
Yeah, I've got it right.
Drug stores.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I've – I mean, I did for my passport.
Post office,
that's
UPS
what we did. We went
store.
To yeah. one of the drug stores
I don't
last year.
Live in North Hempstead, so I couldn't go to the town clerk's office. I had to mail mine in.
Ooh.
Yes. I was not as fortunate as the North Hempstead residents.
And
but
they
definitely
wouldn't
check that out.
Bend the rules for Christina Lou?
I mean, really. I didn't want to throw a temper tantrum, a diva fit, but, you know, I let it slide this time. Another program that's going on is Saturday, May 6th. You can hit up before you go to Springfest. From 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., there's going to be a free rabies clinic at the town's animal shelter. This is a great program they've been doing for a while now, and it's a really important thing. And the fact that it's free is amazing. And it's available to dogs, cats, and ferrets, which I love the ferrets edition. I'll never get over how great that is.
I'm curious how many people have ferrets as pets, though.
Maybe it's a big thing in North
Hempstead.
That's something
I'd
like to know.
If only one person
has a ferret. I guess
it's
a popular
pet.
Animal in North Hempstead. I'm not sure. We'll have to ask Supervisor Bosworth that the next time she comes on. But definitely check out any of those things.
I don't have to know if we're building ferret homes also.
That's right.
Yeah. The bats.
Bat house is Otto's favorite.
Before we go further, let's take a break. We only have a few seconds, so we might as well take a break. You're listening to The Christina Lu Show here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.